Sarah, I wanted to get your perspective on the ethical issues involved in random assignment. Like in any randomized control trial, you're going to have people who want to be in the program, but who are instead assigned to the control group and are not eligible for services. How did you as an organization justify the decision to have an experimental evaluation? In other words, one where you would have a program group and a control group?
That's an excellent question. And in my opinion, I think that's one of the first questions that people should confront when they're even thinking about doing a random assignment evaluation. You know, because there will be some people who don't get the program. And if you feel like you have a really good program that's really going to help people, you have to figure out how you can deal with the fact that you're going to tell some people no. Now, in our particular case, what happened was we had a certain number of slots that, you know, we could serve youth. And we knew that there were more youth who needed to be served than we could serve. What happened is there were lots of youth who were not getting our program before the study. It's just that we didn't know who they were. And so once the study started and we had worked out with the Department of Children's Services a process to assess all of the youth who were coming out of foster care, all of a sudden we knew who all the youth were. And we began randomly assigning them either to TL services or not TL services, what we call the community services group. The other thing that we did, one was when we were doing the assessment, part of the assessment was a housing plan to help all the youth that we were assessing for the study think through the question of where am I going to go when I turn 18? Because these were all youth who were in foster care, were very near their 18th birthday, and so we helped them make a plan for, you know, where they were going to be, how they were going to have housing once they turned 18. The other thing that we did is for those youth who were assigned to the control group, we had a packet of information that we gave them that listed all of the services in their county or in their area that they could use for housing, for education, for employment services, all that kind of thing. So we had, you know, contact names, contact numbers, addresses, you know, email, websites, whatever we had. And so we were able to give those to the youth who were in the community services group so that they at least had some way to contact programs that might help them achieve their goals. But it still was a huge issue. We did a lot of work early on in the study and sort of continued throughout the study in going out and explaining the ethics of this to family service workers, to independent living specialists who worked at DCS, you know, to all of the stakeholders who knew about the study or who would refer people to the study. And we had to make sure that they understood why it was that we make the choice to do this random assignment evaluation.